is a sign of Hester Panim. Eis Tzara Hi LeYaakov. That's a time of travail for Klal Yisrael. Ramban is the one who develops this idea, this thesis. The unique Hashkocha of Hashem Yisbarach is Dafka expresses itself through rainfall. There are many, many proofs to this Yisod from any number of psukim. Let's just mention a few that are obvious to all of us. In the Parsha of Hayim Shemoah, in Dvarim Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, we say it every day in the Kriya Shema, V'otzar es ha-shamayim v'lo yiyeh matar. Chas v'sholom, if we don't heed, we don't hearken to the Dvar Hashem, that will be reflected in a paucity, in a dearth of rain, V'yohadoma lo sitin es yibula, and the earth will not be prosperous. Lehefech, Beis Ratzon, during a time when we are in the good graces of Hashem Yisbarach, V'nosati mitaratzichem b'ito. In a similar vein, the Torah writes in the Teichocha, at the end of Bechukosai, Sukkim that clearly indicate, Vayikra, Perichavog, Pasuk Yates, V'shavarti es go'on uschem, V'nosati es shmeichem kabarzel, V'es artzichem kanichusha. Clearly a klala, where the Torah indicates that klala is manifest in the lack of rain. Beyond that, we have in Mishnah Torah and Dvarim Perek Chav Ches, the Torah tells us, Yivtach Hashem l'chos otzoro hatov es ha-shamayim, loseis mita'aretzecha bi'ito, when Hashem provides us with rain in the proper time, as the Gemara comments in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, u'levarech es kol ma'asei yodecha. In contradistinction, in the context of the klalos, there the Torah tells us, V'hoyu shamecha asher aroshcha nechoshes v'yoretz asher tachtecha barzel. Yiten Hashem es metar artzecha avak v'yafar min ha-shamayim yered alecha ad hishamdach. So for all the aforementioned psukim, one sees very clearly that in Eretz Yisrael, Geshem is not only a tzorech chiyuni, it's not only something which is fundamental, basic, but rather, it's a semel. It really is a representation of the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. When rainfall does not occur, it's not only a physical sakana to Klal Yisrael, to the physical existence and survival of Klal Yisrael, but primarily and preeminently, it's a sign of Siluk Shechina, a sign of Hester Ponim. It indicates that Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachmano Litzlan, has decided to engage in a Hester Panim, and only when we come to the recognition that the rationale, the reason for this is the lack in our relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, only then will we be able to rectify the situation. So all this is by way of Hakdama to a discussion of the two issues that I plan on speaking about the next while, Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem, and the issue of Saint Talabata. Let's retrace our steps. Yesterday, on Shmini Atzeres, the Mishnah Berurah, if you have a Mishnah Berurah in front of you, it would be helpful. If you don't, I'll say it out. In Simen Kuf Yud Daled, Sif Katan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah comments on what the Mechaber said here, in Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Maschina Loma Bibracha Shnia, Mashiv Ruach Omerid Ageshem, Bitfilas Musav Shal Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag. We insert Mashiv Ruach, and when do we begin this insertion, this interpolation in the Musav of Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag? Again, just commenting on a shiur that I gave a few nights ago, how Shmini Atzeres is described by the Mechaber. Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. We mentioned the different nuschos, how to describe Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh, and the Mechaber uses the terminology Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, the last day of the Chag of Sukkot. So we know then that there's a dialectical element, a duality to Shmini Atzeres. On the one hand, it has its own independent status regarding Pizar Keshav. On the other hand, it's still connected to the other of Sukkos. But in terms of this insertion, the insertion begins, Masha Baruch Amorid HaGeshem, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot and Beis, I'll read it, V'yaroi lehaskil l'ratzos v'nei Hashem Yisbarach miyom tov v'rishon shel chag sh'nidonu b'al ha'mayim. The Mishnah writes to Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, Mishnah tells us that all the different Yom Tovim have a status of din. And the din of Sukkis relates to water. It's also Gemara at the beginning of Tainis, the Beis of the Beis. And we know the Dalminim come, L'ratzo Salamayim, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is referring here, to that Gemara. So really we should have begun to insert Masha Baruch at the very outset of the Chag, B'yom Tov Rishon. Elo, the Mishnah Berurah goes on, L'fishak Shomim Him Simin Klola B'chag HaSukkos, but because rain during the course of Sukkis is a Simin Klola, She'iyev Sholeshev HaSukkah B'shas HaGeshev, obviously one will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah properly if it's raining, there's a downpour. So what do we do? Ein maskir in hageshem al abor zayin yemei shiva b'sukkah. We wait till the Yom Tov of Sukkot has passed, till Shiva Simei HaChag have gone by, and then, which Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of the Chag, that's when we begin to recite Masha Baruch Omerid HaGeshem. But the Mishnah Berurah then has another fascinating comment. When should we have begun this process? Not Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, but the night of Shmini Atzeres, the night before Musaf. So why don't we do it then? So the Mishnah Berurah says something which we all can relate to in some respects. Certainly those who don't live in Eretz Yisrael, I think one of the many reasons why people make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, they're more medakdek on Tefillah B'Tzibur and many other aspects, Baruch Hashem. Ella said to Mishnah Berurah, "Lefi shebetfilas arvus ein kolam b'beis hakneses." Not everyone comes to shul at night. Nimtza zem maskir v'zeinu maskir. So Mishnah Berurah says something startling. So why don't we begin Masha Baruch at nighttime? Because then you'll have a situation where some members of Klal Yisrael will be reciting it, some won't be reciting it. V'yosu agudas agudas. We won't be united. It will not be a united front. It will be a violation of Losis Godudu, the Gemara Yevamos in the first parak, that we become agudas agudas. There's a striking understanding of agudas agudas. We can assume, firstly, that people who are home also daven ma'ariv. But then the question is, can they insert Masha Baruch if they didn't hear it in shul? That will be another discussion in Mitzvah Hashem. So the Shabura says, the upshot of this is that we can't do it at nighttime. And then he asks a further question, okay, so the first opportunity we have then is the morning. Let's do it in Shachris. Zvizim makdim in the mitzvahs. Yeshe kasum. So the Shabura says, no, that's not possible as well. They shall also lahaskir hageshem at Shachris hashatz. Oh, hashamash b'kol rom. Morin hageshem, konam atfilo. It has to be a public pronouncement, either on the part of the Shiach Tzibur, or on the part of the Gabbai, on the part of the Shamish. And the Mishnah Berurah says, has to be B'kol Rom, has to be pronounced in a way that everyone can hear the Hachraza, this announcement, before the davening. Uktid Kameh. V'ze'iyev shalachid b'shachris. I can't do this in the morning. Why not? They should tzorach lismol gula l'tfila. Because there's a din of smichas gula l'tfila. We have to connect the brachas of Kriya Shema to the Shemoneh Esrei. We may already mention a number of times the Rashi in Brachas. Rashi gives two explanations for this din of Svichas Gula L'Tefila, either because of the juxtaposition of Perek Yutes to Perek Chof of Tehillim. Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara is Samuch to Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, or Rashi calls it Yerushalmi, that describes the trek of an individual who wanted to see the king, and then he travels long distances under many difficult conditions in clement weather, finally comes to the palace of the king, and when he's about to enter the throne room, the Lasha, the Yerushalmi, Maflig, he runs away. So a person initially has to approach Hashem Yisbarach, Beritzu Shevach Vodo, and only after that does he have a right to ask for Bakosha. Now Soloveitchik said many shurim on this, in terms of the Seder of davening, in terms of each segment, is the matir for the next segment, Berchas HaShachar, followed by Psukah de Zimra, followed by Kabbalah Zmach Shamayim, followed by Bakosha, which according to the Babli is the essence, the central feature of davening is bakasha, according to the Yerushalmi. The central feature of tefillah is shevach. But here Rashi indicates that you will not be able to make a hachroza right before Gaal Yisrael. Derech Agav, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that's how Poskim bring down, that at Ma'ariv, you can make a hachroza, because the Gemara is a machlogis in brachas with tefillas arvus v'shus ha'chayva. We paskin the aloha tefillas arvus v'shus. But Gaal Yisrael will mekabel upon ourselves tefillas arvus v'chayva. There are women who were mekabel, most women were not mekabel tefillas arvus v'chayva. So because of the nature of tefillas arvus, so often you'll hear in shuls, they want to remind people, Arvus Chodesh, they should say Yalla B'Yavo. So they'll announce right before, after the Kaddish, before Shemoneh Esrei, Yalla B'Yavo. Usually the way these things are announced is with all different types of gesticulations and poundings and who knows what, and the shtenders that are somehow crackling together. But Me'ikar Adin, one is able to go ahead and say and announce, B'machriz Yalla B'Yavo, with Dafka and Mayrib. But in Shachriz, one cannot do so, because of the obligation of smichas gula tefila and the shimi ani hefsek between the two. So the Mishnah Berurah essentially has told us that when do we begin this insertion? The answer is before Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Now there are two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. One minhag is that which I imagine all of us here who came from Chutz La'aretz, I think kimat everyone that I am familiar with in the shul, came from Chutz La'aretz at one point or another. So Chutz La'aretz, the practice was that Tfilas Geshem is part of Chazaras Hashatz. It's not going to be said the way it is in Eretz Yisrael. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the practice is to say Tfilas HaGeshem before Musaf, and that's the Hachroza, we actually mention it, Mashiv HaRuach, and therefore we begin already in the Silent Shemoneh Esrei here in Eretz Yisrael to say Mashiv HaRuach HaMoreh HaGeshem. But in Chutz La'aretz, that's not the practice. In Chutz La'aretz, the practice is that the Tefillah of Geshem is said as part of the Chazaras Hashatz. And then there's a question whether what happens before, namely before they say this Tefillah. So this is another discussion among the Gedolei HaPoskim. If I recall correctly, often they have a Achroza before Musaf. Everyone should say, Mashiv HaRuach HaMoreh HaGeshem, even in the Silent Shemoneh Esrei. As a matter of fact, just to draw a parallel, since we're going to discuss this as well, even with reference to Merit HaTal, that we begin on the first day of Pesach, you have two minhagim as well. When to do the hachroza? Here we have in the listening audience a number of very fine Talmidei Chachamim, all you outstanding Bnei Torah, and we have even some esteemed Gaboyim who are familiar with this probably more than I am. And so there also we have a similar kind of discussion with reference to the Saint Talmud Matar on the first day of Pesach. If I'm not mistaken, and the Mishnah Berurah actually, if you look in Kuf Yud Aleph, I'm not going to read it inside right now, but there's a long tshuva of Ratzvi Pesach Frank, Zechatzag de Bracha, in the Har Tzvi. I think it's in Chelek Aleph, I don't know which siman it is, but he actually discusses this matter, and the Mishnah Berurah is also mashma, that the two minhagim regarding the Amira of Merit HaTal are also totally in the Chalukas HaMinhogim, whether Bichlal you say Merit HaTal in the summertime in the Bracha Mechayim Mesim. If you look in the Mechaber, this I can actually see in the Mechaber. Mechaber says very clearly that Merit HaTal in the summer, Bimkom Mashiv HaRuach HaMoreh HaGeshem. And that is the practice in Eretz Yisrael. That's a universally held practice in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, it's mentioned actually here in Gimel. Take a look in Kuf Yud Aleph. If you have the Mishnah Berurah, you can see it in Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "Ma'amar Mashiv HaRuach Mosach Hama, Alo Amor B'Mosach Shom, Ein Machzir Noso." We'll discuss that. Mitz Hashem. V'chein B'tal. Right away, there are more comments. V'anu, b'nei Ashkenaz, lo maskirim tal, lo b'mesach hama, lo b'mesach shomim. Rak omri b'mesach hama, in the summer, what do? We say, mechayim mesim matarav lo shia, mechal gachayim mechesed. So, here also, as I said, there are two minhagim. The Meshitas HaMechaber is that we say Marid Atal, that's the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, in the summertime, instead of Mashiv Baruch HaMarid HaGeshem. And this minhag actually is pretty universal here in Eretz Yisrael, among Chassidim as well. However, in Chutz Aretz, the only ones who are makbid to say Marid Atal are, number one, Chassidim, as I just mentioned, and if I'm not mistaken, Talmidei Agra. Those who call Menogi Agra, I saw actually that in Yeshiva in Chaim Berlin, I daven there from time to time when I want to go Sfarim shopping. It's near Eichler's. And therefore, I've been there in the summer, and in Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, I saw that they say this tefillah. Hagoyin of Yad Kamenetsky Zatzal was also knowing to say it. And Talmidei Agra, those who are briskers, Talmidei Rav Soloveitchik, also say it. However, the Ramah is very clear. The Ramah says that we just read, you don't mention it all in the summer. What do you say? And if I'm not mistaken, that's how they're knowing. They're knowing like the position of the Ramah. And therefore, those who are knowing like the Ramah, obviously are not going to be machris on Pesach before Musaf. The fact that we no longer are going to say Mashiv Ruach, because since you're not going to be machris Murid Atal, they don't say Murid Atal. You can't be machris regarding Tal. So why can I not go ahead and make a pronouncement? Okay, no longer Mashiv Ruach Murid HaGeshen. That is inappropriate, because it appears as if you are, in effect, being memayin bikshomim. You're making a statement, I don't want any more rain. That's inappropriate to make a statement of that sort. And therefore, in effect, those who follow the practice of the Ramah, there's no achrozah. There's not going to be any pronouncement on Pesach before Musaf regarding the fact that we're no longer saying Mashiv Ruach, they're not going to say Merid Atal. But those who hold like the Mechaber, those who hold like the Minhag Agra, like the Bilei Gaon, that you say Merid Atal, so they're going to announce before Musaf that now is the time to say Tal. So this is something that I just wanted to note, because it happened yesterday here, and in Chutz Aretz, as I said, they have a different approach. So we see Lemaise that in Chutz Aretz, the Minhag B'nai Ashkenaz is that when do they say the Tefillah of Tal? If you remember, if I recall correctly, the Tefillah of Tal is said in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. That's the practice of Chutz Aretz. Mashenken here in Eretz Yisrael, even the B'nai Ashkenaz are known like the Vilna Goyim to say Murid Atal, and they say the Tefillah of Tal before Musaf. So here again, we see another distinction between Minhag Eretz Yisrael and Minhag Chutz Aretz. But this is only regarding the Tefillah of Tal, because as I said, those who follow the Ramah have the practice, do not say Murid Atal at all. But regarding Tefillah Geshem, where everyone says Mashiv Ruach Murid HaGeshem, so there should only really be one Minhag. Everyone should say the Tefillah of Geshem before Musaf. And as I mentioned, the Vilna Gaon himself took the position that we say Murid Atal. And yet what's fascinating is that in Ma'aseh Rav of Vilna Gaon, it's quoted there that he said the Tefillah of Tal in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, which is very striking. That's not the meaning in Eretz Yisrael, and even though we follow Minhag Agra, Minhag of the Vilna Gaon, but somehow this Tefillah is recited here in Eretz Yisrael before Musaf, similar to the Tefillah of Geshem. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal, the Rabbi Yerushalayim, says in the Har Tzvi, and there's another reason why in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is B'nai Ashkenaz to say the Tefillah of Tal, and who are doing the Tefillah of Geshem before Musaf. And the reason is because there's a well-known position, probably Rob Minyan of Binyan of Klal Yisrael, on knowing not to say Piyutim in the Shemoneh Esreh. Not to say Piyutim B'toch HaTefillah, with the exception perhaps of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is totally on the Mishnah in Brachas. The Netziv has a long tshuva about this. And it's Yodua and Balozhin that, again, this was the position that the yeshiva Balozhin took and became a model for many yeshivas. They were worried about Hefsek. And therefore, better that one should say the Tefillah of Tal and Geshem before Musaf. This way, I don't get involved in any of these issues of Piyutim, Miemta, Tefillah. This is totally on the Mishnah in Brachas at the end of the first parak. Malkam Shenagu. The Mishnah speaks about certain minhagim and the like, as Rashi tastes over there. But the issue of Hefsek and Piyutim is a well-known issue. And that's why in Chutzar, it's Rabbi Ashkenaz, Mechsidim, and not so Makbin on this. They always say Piyutim, B'emta Tfilah. So therefore, they say Tfilas Talam, Tfilas Geshem as well, B'chazar Sashatz. My follower, Shalom, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he noticed this. So he told me, there they need a lot of Piyutim. They need a lot of assistance. So they have to say many more Piyutim than we have to in Eretz Yisrael. We're closer to Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, that was just an aside. But even though the Vilna Gaon did not say Piyutim in the middle of Tefillah, somehow, when it came to Tal and Geshem, the Minhag Agro, it's the same Chazar Sashatz. That's a bit of a pella, something which is really somewhat astounding. So I saw in the Cheshek Shlomo, he has Hagos on the Maaseh Rav, he says that the Gaon was worried about Tchinos and Bakoshos on Shabbos. That's another separate discussion, that you're not supposed to engage in any kind of bakasha on Shabbos. This is a davar yadua. It's actually machlokes the Bavli Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, there's no problem. We pass on the halacha, the Rambam, the Mechaber, let's say on Friday night, sometimes it happens, where a person starts davening and you don't realize it's Shabbos, and you start out to chenei lovam das. So the halacha is you have to complete that bracha. That's a Mechaber, it's a Gemara. And the Yerushalmi says differently. If Shalmi said, you can't say Atachoni Ladav Das. According to the Bavli, both in Ekroni, you can do so on Shabbos, but Mishum Enik Shabbos, we try to be Mekatze. We eliminated all the 13 intermediate brachas of Akosha on Shabbos. But if Shalmi holds, it's Asa. There's an Isser of Akosha on Shabbos. There are many, many Kashas, even though we try to be Noi like if Shalmi, you look through half of the Tfilas of Shabbos are full of Akosha, left and right. That needs a separate shiur, a separate discussion, how to resolve that matter. But the Cheshek Shlomo and the Agos and the Vilna Gaon say that the Gaon was worried about Tchinas and Bakashas on Shabbos. So only if it's in the middle of a bracha are you allowed to go ahead and insert it, because it becomes part of the Tofes HaBracha. Because the Yerushalmi has the famous Kashi in Brachas. If there's no Bakashas on Shabbos, how do we bench? Right at the very beginning of benching, we have a litany of Bakashas. Elokeinu Avinu, Re'enu, Zuneinu, Parnaseinu, Chalkaleinu, for goodness sakes. A whole list of bakoshos. So the Yerushalmi answer is no problem. Teifes bracha kachu. That's the standard text. If you're simply following a standard text, you're allowed to go ahead and do so. Somehow you have to invoke that answer to answer all the times we have bakosha on Shabbos, which are many. So even though one should be knowing, like the Vilna Gaon, that's what Avshrai Davlitsky Zechasag Debracha indicated in one of his svarim, Zeh Shulchan. But it seems that once the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon instituted what they did in Eretz Yisrael, not in sync with what the Vilna Gaon himself apparently subscribed to, so halacha l'maisa, we do it before Shemoneh Esrei. As I mentioned, that both the Geshem and Tal appear before Shemoneh Esrei. Just I'll mention regarding Mashiv Baruch Amorid HaGeshem, those who say Tefillah of Geshem Chazar Sashatz, they make a achroza before davening to say Mashiv Baruch Amorid HaGeshem. Mashiv Enkein, with reference to Murid Atal, as I mentioned, that depends on the two minhagim that I spoke about earlier. Those that I'm knowing to say Murid Atal, so they'll make a achroza before davening, they'll make an announcement to say Murid Atal. Those that don't say Murid Atal, so they're not going to make any achroza at all, they won't make any public announcement. Just in Mincha, they'll stop saying Mashal Uruch Murid HaGeshem, the way the Ramah writes, the way it's quoted in Svarim HaMinhagim. However, one should note that there are B'nai Ashkenaz and Chutzaras, and even though they say Tefillah of Tal and Chazar Sashatz, and they don't say Morid HaTal Mishmon Esrei, still, they announce they have Achroza before davening when they say Michal Kilkayim. So they already, if there's going to be Achroza, then the Tefillah of Lach HaShem Musaf, they'll stop saying Mashmon Ruach, they're not going to wait till Mincha. I heard that, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that he paskin that to say Tefillah Tal and Geshem and Chazar Sashatz, and yet they don't make any hachrozah before Musaf. Only in Mincha, they begin a Pesach to say Murid HaTal. And Shmini Atzeres, they say Mashiv Baruch Murid HaGeshem. And that's also the practice of Agoyin of Chaim Kanievsky, Yibod L'Chaim Arukim, with reference to this matter. Okay, this was just a bit of hakdama to the idea of Mashiv Baruch Murid HaGeshem. And B'li Neder, in the next year, I'm going to discuss the nature of this hachroza, the nature of this haskara of Mashiv Baruch Amorid HaGeshem, It's very relevant to what's found here in Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Gimel. If a person forgets to say Masher Ruach B'Tfilah, so if he's among those who are knowing not to say Mered Atal at all, as the Ramah Paskin in Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Gimel, as you mentioned a moment ago, that's a Rov B'nei Ashkenaz Chutzar Sanoeg. If you already began the Bracha Vata Kadosh, then you have to go back to the beginning of davening. You have to go back to the beginning of Shemot Esrei. But if he holds like the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, that in the summer we say Mered Atal, as we mentioned earlier, that's the meaning of Eretz Yisrael, that's the meaning of Chassidim and Chutzaretz and Talmidei Agur and Chutzaretz as well. So since he already mentioned Mered Atal, said Mered Ageshem, he doesn't have to go back. Why? Because there was some Shevach that was said to Hashem Yisbarach. If he has a Sufek, whether he mentioned it or not, so then the din is that till 30 days, a person who never said Mered Atal goes back. Because we can assume that he more or less was habituated the way he's ruggled in Mosachama, but once 30 days have passed, we assume there's a chazoka that already said Mashi Baruach Umarid Agesha. Perhaps we'll add,
It's going back to the concern of the Mishnah Berurah as to why we don't say it on Shacharis in terms of the Hachraza. So why can't people do like Rav Kanievsky and the Chazon Ish and simply have it in Shacharis with no Hachraza? And then you're not losing anything. If anything, at least you'll get something in Shacharis. And by Musaf, you can have a full Hachraza.
It's an excellent question. I think it's an excellent Ta'ar. The Minig is not like that. I don't really know why. And it could be that's the Chazon Ish may have perhaps felt as you just articulated. But the Minig HaOlam is definitely not in line with the Chazon Ish, that's for sure. It's interesting that Chazon Ish has a rather unique minhagim in many, many respects. Just give another example that comes up from time to time on a tainus. So the practice in all of Eretz Yisrael, I'm very makbid. I mentioned that among the thousand reasons I made Aliyah is a birchas kohanim on a daily basis. So I'm very makbid on a tainus. I don't daven mincha gdola, even though I daven mincha gdola every day. But on a tainus, I daven only mincha ktana. And I make sure that I go to a minyan with a zakayin. So I can get Birchas Kohanim. And the Gemara in Tainis weighs in on this issue, why we don't have Birchas Kohanim on the Tainis, except if it's Mincha Ketana, right before Shkia, because of the Chashash of Shichus. But the Chazon Ish, in Bnei Brak, they have the practice to have, even though they daven Mincha Gdola, they have Birchas Kohanim. It's against Rov of Klal Yisrael. That's not the meaning of Rov of Klal Yisrael. And he also, this meaning of the Chazon Ish, is against Rav of Klal Yisrael, even though there is a logic to it, as you have indicated clearly, and I'm not sure exactly what the time, why we have not accepted that practice. Maybe I'll just mention one last thing, if I can. I'm probably already over on Baal Tosef a few times, but I'll just mention, since it's in my head, this is a very famous issue. It may take another 10 minutes if you will bear with me. So there's a very famous discussion. The Mishnah Berurah actually also weighs in on this discussion. But it's quoted by the Tur, named Ram Rudenberg. And someone actually asked me this question yesterday. They told me this is what they do all the time. Every Shmini Atzeres, they're worried about forgetting. So right away, they say 90 times, Ato Gibor, L'Olam Hashem, V'chayim Eisim, Atarav, V'oshia, Mashiv, V'orach, Amorin, Hageshem, Keneged, the 30 days, the Shloshim Yom, that we're going to say three times, in the course of the day, this way, if he has any suffix, whether he said it or not, so then he'll be able to rely on the fact that he said it 90 times and more or less he became habituated to saying it. And the raya they bring is from the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Chav Dalet, also a famous Gemara. The Gemara talks about Ashur Amuad, Ashur who has a propensity to gore. So the Torah distinguishes between Ashur Tam and Ashur Amuad, Kayadua, one pays Chatzin Nezek, one pays Nezek Sholim. But the Gemara says regarding Ashur Amuad that Richek Negichosav Chaya Kirev Negichosav Lo Kolshkein. Let's say the Ashur Amuad gores day 1, and then day 20, and then day 50. So even though there's quite a gap between the different acts of goring, the halacha is he becomes Ashur Amuad. He gore 3 times. So let's say now he gores not day 1 and day 20 and day 50, but rather he goes day 1, day 3, and day 5, what the Gemara calls Kira the Gichosav. Rest is Kolshke, no question. Then he becomes the Shah Mu'ad because the spacing between the different acts of goring is much closer. So the Imam Rudberg says, Hu adin etzleinu? Since after 30 days, if he has a suffix, he doesn't have to go back. Kolshke, if he says it 90 times, b'yom echad, he sort of doesn't have to go back. That's a raya that Imam Rudberg brings to the Imam Rabakama. But many don't feel that this raya is a good raya. And the docha the raya, I mean, the parrots, I think others as well. Ein hanidon domo the raya. You can't compare the two issues because over there, where a person, where the shor is huchzak, develops a chazok as a nakhon. The shor now, because of the propensity to gore, has now this status conferred upon the shor as a shor who is a nakhon. And if the shor becomes huchzak, b'sholosh rechokos, even though the goring took place with rather large intervals between them, kolshkein b'sholosh krovos. If it took place in a closer span of time, certainly. But regarding Geshem, the idea that we have to mention Mashiach of Gorah Geshem, that is totally on Hergel Lashono. That depends on a person has to be habituated to saying this over an extended period of time. So the fact that I said it one time, the Vasachas, 90 times, B'yom Echon, that's no Raya, it's no Echreach at all that it would apply here as it applies to the case of the Shah Mu'ad. And if you want just a bit further, if you have a few more moments of patience, there's a famous chakira. I haven't seen it in many years, but it's embedded in my mind. A famous chakira of Hashem and Shkop, the Chatzag Divrocha and Baba Kama, that he said it depends really what the nature of Shoah Mu'ad is, what the nature of this chazok is. Do we assume that as a result of goring three times, there's a transformation that occurs, a shini and teva of this shor, and the shor now becomes the shor nakhon? Is that the pshat? No, it's literally, there's a metamorphosis. The shor was formerly a shor tam, very docile and very passive and very quiet and very submissive and very obedient, and suddenly something happened and now the shor is completely transformed. Do we assume that? Well, no. Do we say that he always was a shor nakhon? Really, he had it in him. It was already embedded, shall we say, in his genes. The genetic material already contained this predisposition to be a nakhon. But we didn't know about it. Because we assume every time the shor gored, we ascribed it to, he had a bad day. He had an encounter with another shor, another friend of his, and it was not a very pleasant encounter. There's a very famous Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra quotes from one of the tzedukim, on the Pasuk Mishpatim, when it speaks about if one shor is no gay for another shore. So the Pasuk says, V'chiyigov shor ish eshor e'eyu. So this Suki interpreted the Pasuk, the shore of one person apparently had a friend, shor re'eyu, not the shore belonging to someone else. But this shore had a friend, had a chaver. And he decided one day, he became angry at that shore, and he gored that shore. V'chiyigov shor ish eshor e'eyu. So the Ibn Ezra, in his sharp fashion, Kedarko says, the only friend that this Duki has is that shor. That's not the pshat in the pasuk, obviously. Anyway, so do we assume, back to the chakira of Hashem and Shkop, do we assume that now the shor has been transformed and became a shor nakhon? Or we say, no, really he was already a shor nakhon. He already had that propensity built into his very psyche, except we were not aware of it because each time something happened, we ascribed it to another reason. And now, after three times of goring, it's lemafreya, it's rel, readily apparent, he always was a nakhon. Now, to put it in more philosophic terms, the briskers don't like this presentation of the Chagira, but that's really what it is. Are the three times a siba, or is it a simen? That's the language that Rav Shimon Shkop talks in. The briskers don't like that kind of shrach, don't like that kind of language, but it's the same yisod. Is it a siba or a simen? So Ram Rundberg apparently held it was a siba. As a result of Gibel Negichos, he became habituated to become a nakhon. So it's exactly the same as Mashi Ramuach. 90 times, it's a hergel. It's something that I habituate myself. I mean, the parents, the other one, held no. That Mashi Ramuach, it's only a simen, that it always was the mu'ad. And therefore, you can't compare, actually, the two situations to that, the situation of the shore to the situation of Mashi Ramuach, which is totally on hergel loshen. Halacha Lamaiseh, the Bi'a Halacha actually quotes here from that the Vilna Gaon held like the second opinion, been in Paris, but the Mechaber the Rambam called the Rambam Rudberg Halacha LaMaaseh. Bi'a Halacha himself says that many assume that this is the proper practice. And there were many Gedolei Yisrael that I know that actually followed this practice. And I know many fine, wonderful Jews who also follow this practice. As a matter of fact, there are some members of BTYA that they themselves told me that's also a practice they follow. They say 90 times. And if I'm not mistaken, Hagoyin, Rabbi Yisrael Yankel Fisher, Zechatzal Debracha, that's how he was noy. He was noy to say 90 times. I'll just mention one comment since I already mentioned more than one. So I'll mention another one or two along the way because it's in my Mitoch Shigur Delishna. I said there's an issue where the one says Goshem or Geshem. I should really take a poll here from among this very august, esteemed audience in front of me. So Rav Soloveitchik was noy to say Geshem. He said a whole shiur about this. L'may nafkimina, we know that an asachta implies a pause. Or there's a stop. Atzor. Mashen ken geshem means it's a hemshech. It's a continuum. So Rav Soloveitchik felt the proper thing is to do with a segol. Mashen v'roch ha'morid ha'geshem. And again, the reason that one should do so, because it's really all part of the bracha of Gevuras Geshomim. The Lashon of the Mishnah, both in Tainus and Brachas, Maskir and Gevuras Geshomim, B'tchias HaMesim, and this is part of the Gevura of Hashem Yisbarach. It manifests itself in so many different ways, through Tchias HaMesim, through Geshomim, as we mentioned at the beginning of the Shir. So the question is, what's the basis of the other position that says it's with the Kamatz? So my father, Hashem, told me, I never really investigated this carefully, but he told me that the Kamatz came from the Maskilim. And one of the Maskilim apparently introduced the Kamatz. That's what my father told me. And there's actually a sefer that came out with letters from Gedolei Yisrael, including Rav Shach, Abiyagin Kamenetsky, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchok, that they indicated it should be said Davka with a segol. And that's how the Chassam Sofer was noeg, and I believe the Chassidus Shevel, many Admorim also are noeg to say with a segol. The only problem is that Rabbi Shem Feinstein wrote a tshuva. And in the tshuva, he has a very clear statement, it should be said with the Kamatz. And I heard that Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal was also noeg like that, Kach Shamati, my Rebbe Rav Nissim Alper Zatzal, Talmud Muvud, Rabbi Shem Feinstein Zatzal told me that's how his Rebbe was noeg, Dafka with the Kamatz. And so we see that apparently there is a basis for saying it with the Kamatz. Now, I understood from, I heard this from Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Fisher, Yibad L'chaim Arukim, when I was in Itri. He said in the name of his older brother, Hagoyin Rav Yisrael Yanka Fisher. And I think it's found in one of his Sfarim, Eben Yisrael, I don't have his Sfarim, but I think it's found in the Sefer, where he writes that the din is that a person who forgets to say Mashiv Ruach, and now he continues, and he finishes the bracha Mechaya Mason. So the Rishonim bring down, right then and there, he should say Mashiv Ruach Amorid HaGeshem. Since he has not yet begun Atah Kadosh Rishim Kol Kadosh, so he's still considered to be within the bracha, and he should say it right there. And in effect, how does he say it at that point in time? Clearly he's going to say Mashiv Ruach Amorid HaGoshem. He's going to say it with the Kamatz, unquestionably. Because Bonei Berachamav Yushaloyim. I mean, there are other examples where you finish something with the Kamatz. Kamatz always implies the end of a sentence or a pause or an asachta. And so that's the assumption somehow. And there are those who even contend that, I don't know if you can bring a riot from this, but I looked in many, many Sidurim of the Grom. Every few years, another Sidur HaGrom comes out, claiming to be the most authentic item. I have in my house, right in front of me here, about 10 Siduri HaGrom. So actually, I checked all of them out to see exactly what the practice is. And I saw some of them have with the Kamatz and others don't. So that seemed, could be very well have been the Minhag HaGrom. Okay, all this, by the way, of just introduction to the topic of Mashiv HaRuach. And Bli Neder, tomorrow and Tuesday night, we'll continue talking about different aspects of Mashiv HaRuach. And then eventually, hopefully, we'll get to the same Talmud as well.